in, mobile.
WD-40 White.
82RKN, you are correct, sir. How is your evening?
Following the, what would you call them, the trick-or-treat party around the neighborhood in the truck.
Yeah, we did that a little bit earlier, and now we're all done, and had to go get some supper for a youngins, because Mama said I ain't cooking. Believe me, she earned more than one night off. I just don't know how to give it to her yet.
You having a good evening?
I can't complain. Got the kids all trick-or-treating done. Of course, they're young, and they're 9, 7, and 8 months, so they don't need a whole lot to be happy with trick-or-treating, but we got that taken care of, and then getting ready to get a full belly, and other than that, wonderful evening, to be honest with you. How about you?
Hey, I went earlier in the day to the Rose and Home Depot over in Greer looking for PVC parts, trying to put in a power service to a storage building, and I'm having a hard time finding the pieces I need. Turns out people's buying the stuff up quicker than the manufacturer can make it.
I meant to tell you that I used your idea on that PVC antenna for my roof. I just put an elbow in it and snaked the cable through that elbow in the vent pipe on the roof, and then cut me a slot in it and capped it and glued it up, and Bob's your uncle, there it was.
How's it working?
Works pretty well. I can hit the repeater from the house now on only 15 watts instead of 40. That makes me happy.
All the difference in the world.
Especially when you move it outside and not in the foil-lined attic.
Right. You had yourself a Faraday cage thing going on.
Yeah, you had to pump a lot of power just to get through all of it and find the cracks. But it did work for a while, but it works much better now.
We'll have to share that technology with everybody else.
I didn't think of it, to be totally honest with you, but you just beat me to the chase, so you get the credit.
Credit. I've been doing those kinds of things for a long, long time. It's just a matter of passing on the knowledge.
I hear you.
I used to live over in Pebble Creek. I mean, you know where I live. I talked him into getting his radio license, and he's like, "Well, how can we talk straight to each other without through the repeater?" I thought, "I don't know. We'll have to put up some antenna systems and see." So we built him one of those antennas using the PL259 chassis mount and a 19-inch long center conductor with 19-inch radials, four of them, and stuck it up on top of a piece of 20-foot long PVC pipe right outside his window. And do you know he and I could talk simplex from Pebble Creek to my place?
I believe it. I made one of those out of a piece of Romex, believe it or not, and it worked really well in the attic. And then I moved to a modified J-pole design when I put it on the roof in a piece of PVC pipe, but yeah, it worked well.
Probably along the lines of the first ones of those I built, and that was in the 90s. No, that was the 80s.
Knee deep and elbow deep into a transceiver here lately. I've been rebuilding that FT-101 Yaesu that I picked up from Pat. And it's been a fun project, but now the work starts on it. I'm having to pull components out and replace them as I find them bad.
A lot of bad capacitors?
Surprisingly, no. I've found there's been two capacitors that are bad in the entire radio thus far, and the rest of them, they're checking out fine. They're not even swollen or dried out or flaking or anything. But I've got one that, according to the schematic, if it leaked, it would cause this future problem, and it did, and that's one of the issues. And then on the rectifier board, there's another one that just, it let the magic smoke out sometime in its lifetime before I got a hold of it. And so that one gave up the ghost, but I got those on order, and they should be here Monday or Tuesday. And if all's good, then I get to finally turn it on and see if the finals are working on it. I got the receiver working about 2 weeks ago.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear what you find out. We might have to see if we can locate you a tube tester.
I I might jump into Gary's net on Wednesday night and see if anybody's got one they're willing to trade me a cup of coffee for a few minutes of time on it or something.
That'd be worth the effort. I'm sure there's somebody out there's got one. Daddy may even have one left over. I don't know. We could check and see. That way you'd be able to test your tubes if you run into a situation where you can't get a particular stage to work.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's got two power tubes in it. I'm pretty sure that one of them's good, and I'm pretty sure that one of them's bad. But I'm not 100% on either one. A tube tester would just help me get there without frying anything else that I replace in the radio, you know?
Pursue it. Oh, usually the tubes don't mess anything up unless they go shorted, so you should be okay even with that. Especially if you're, I know you're going to be watching it real close when you first turn it on.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think they're shorted. I just think one of them just gave up something finally because it doesn't glow quite as bright as the other one when I've already had power applied to them. So I don't think they're shorted, but I do think that one of them's not quite 100%.
Did you copy last transmission? Yeah, I was asking you, are they identical manufacturers and everything, or are they just the same part number?
They are the same part number, different manufacturers. One of them is an old Toshiba tube made in Japan, and the other one is a GE.
I wouldn't be concerned too much about the filament glow then. Each tube's going to have a design that allows for it to get hot enough for it to work. And since they're different manufacturers, that may be a little bit different heat expected, or it may have a little bit different look to it. So it's not really a good way to test the tube. If it's glowing, that means the filament's good. You just need to go on and check the rest of the tube.
Yeah, and I've got to do some more digging and research in on the forums and whatnot, too. I know in that particular rig, if you switch over to American tubes, you have to change out a neutralization capacitor to a different value. And I don't know what it says if it's got one Japanese and one American tube. I got to do some more digging for that before I start fooling around with it.
I'll be curious to see what you find out.
I'll let you know for sure, but it's been a fun project here for a couple months. It definitely kept me occupied.
I'll dig into that kind of stuff and have plenty to do. Keeps you from going outside doing yard work, huh?
I'm kind of cold. I don't have to do the yard work quite as often.
The grass has slowed down a little bit, but storm came through and blew a bunch of twigs out of the tops of the trees. I guess you'd call it the fall pruning, nature's pruning. I got a pile of sticks out in the yard I got to move, which picked most of them up, made a pile, and now I got to move the pile and burn the pile, and then we need to cut the grass and get the leaves up, and I got pine needles and pine cones that came down, so I got to get them up, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know. That storm blew a bunch of twigs into my gutters. I got up there and cleaned about half of them out earlier today. But that's my least favorite part is cleaning the gutters because I've got a two-story house, but at the peak of the roof on one side, it's almost as high as a four-story because of the way the land goes, and it just ain't fun getting up there.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you're careful when you approach the edge. I know what you're talking about. You almost want to get down on your tummy and do that one.
You almost want to pay somebody to do that one.
You can do that too.
But I just pulled into the driveway here with dinner, so I'm going to have to get off here. Appreciate talking to you. It's good to hear from you. KD2RKN, clear on your final.
I enjoyed talking to you as well, and I'm going to go in here and see what they're doing. I got to make another trip, one more trip, to see if I can find the last little part I need. And then I'm going to go home and eat and see what else I can get into. You have a good evening. Enjoyed talking to you. WD4DYH. KR.